morning. Welcome to Grace Break Radio, where your host, Tracy Worley, that's me, brings a bit of grace, mercy, and courage to your day. Join us today for an infusion of God-inspired thoughts, questions, and laughter along the way. Good Monday morning. I want to thank everyone for dialing in, listening in on the computer, wherever you are. If you're listening to the recording, welcome. Today, I'm really energized. I've spent the last 4 days on campus, in the dorm, all around the campus, with about 90 of our sophomores around the state of Montana. And these are all leaders within our state, specifically chosen to come and participate in HOBY, and that's H-O-B-Y, and it's an International Youth Leadership Program that Hugh O'Brien started many years ago. And from this experience and being with the youth this year in particular, we really dove into what is your dash. And some of you may remember the poem that came out many years ago. And I'm going to read that poem. And here we have 15 and 16-year-olds embracing the message of your dash. So quickly I'm going to read the poem. The Dash by Linda Ellis. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on the tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of birth and spoke the following date with tears. And he said what mattered most of all was the dash between the years. For that dash represents all the time that they spent alive on earth, and now only those who love them know what that little line is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that can still be rearranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real and always try to understand the way other people feel and be less quick to anger and show appreciation more and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that the special dash might only last a little while. So when your eulogy is being read with your life's actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about how you spent your dash? I've heard this poem before, and I've seen it, and it's meant things to me as far as leaving legacy and how I treat others and the golden rule and that type of thing. This now means something completely different, watching our youth embrace, not only in their short 15, 16 years, what they've already done with that dash, but actually also inspiring hope and values and vision of going into the future of that dash. Now, excuse me, I apologize for my voice. I have been doing cheers and speaking for the last 4 days, so bear with me. I have to sip a few cups of tea as well. So as we move into this, and the best thing to teach is the things that you just learned. And through this process, there's a program that I've created, and it's called Top Four. And what that is your top four values. As human beings, we can only focus really on a short list of things and values. And a lot of us are pulled in hugely different directions. Most of us are unfocused. We're overwhelmed. And so honing in on a top four gives you more freedom to set boundaries and to really understand yourself at a core level. And you're like, okay, Tracy, I don't want to do that. Working with the youth this weekend, and I did introduce the top four because these youth were just so on fire and ignited. They were ready to hone in on the concept of their individuality and what they value most and what that looks like. And I received a comment in some feedback that I don't want to just write down four values. I want to have the freedom and, you know, change and move on and forward, and I can understand that. But when we really hone in on who we are at a core level, it frees up that space to do whatever we want to do. And so as we move into here in top four values, and make a plan and purpose and passion in your life, because if we don't have our own plan and recognize what our top four values are, we ultimately become part of someone else's. And to plan is not a daily agenda, but to look at who we are and have to offer the world, because each one of us are different. And this is a perfect time to create your personal, as you look at your top four values, is to create your own mission and vision statement, which I call your path, purpose, and passion, triple P. Excuse me. In what this is just honing in, because when we create our own, we don't become part of someone else's. And as families, this is a great exercise, too. As a whole and a family and everyone in your household, what are your top four values? What's your mission and vision statement for your family? It's a really powerful tool, and it creates the conversation around the table. If somebody's stuck or kind of didn't follow the triple P in your house, what does that look like? And in most cases, outside influences, you know, we become confused and overwhelmed and unfocused, and it's usually the outside influences have created the chaos because we have become part of someone else's plan. And what I'm talking about today, you'll be able to walk away with some knowledge, and not necessarily, we don't have time for you to walk away with tools to develop your top four, your mission and vision, your triple P. But when we do develop that, the chaos and outside influences just fall away. Because now we've created the freedom as we clearly have defined what is my strengths, my gifts, my talents, where am I most passionate, and the solid core foundation of that is your values. Okay? And I'm going to share a story with you. Several years ago, you know, I'm in a position, and positions kept kind of, and I'm talking about a corporate position, we were kind of being shuffled around, and where I was not necessarily where I was gifted, but I was very loyal to the organization, okay? But I didn't go back to what my values were, and no longer was I necessarily in alignment, and the organization was not in alignment. So where that goes and why this is so important, because I didn't see the opportunity, and I had several opportunities to walk in another position that was more in my values, set in my strengths and my purpose here. And so here we are, you know, full turn, and you look back at these experiences and say, okay, God had me at the right place at the right time. He also gave me other opportunities, but for whatever reason, I wasn't aware that I should have walked through that door. And so knowing your top four gives you so much freedom to identify who you are, where you're at, and where you need or want to go. And it's really okay to not fall in line. In Western society, you know, we tend to fall in line with everybody else because we don't want to stand out. We've grown up in a society where ridicule, you know, people gossip and ridicule. And quite honestly, I don't care if somebody's gossiping about me. That's energy they're spending not fulfilling their purpose in life. And I challenge you today, right now, I challenge you, evaluate your current conditions and environment. Because when we do create that top four, it gives you a force that sustains your energy while maintaining your daily focus. And as we move through these exercises, I challenge you to be courageous about what you want out of life, not what you think people perceive you need to be, but courageous about what you want out of life. And I wish for all of you the clarity my clients and I are living today. You know, I just spent a lot of energy the last 4 days, but because I am living with that clarity and within my purpose, I can be here with you today. Maybe a little voiceless, but I'm here with you today. So I challenge you again, evaluate your current conditions and environment. And if you relate to any of the above statements, don't panic when discovering you're living someone else's plan. Because I know I kind of panic. You might, yeah, kind of have that little upset stomach or you know, the realization's like, oh, my gosh, I'm completely part of somebody else's plan. It's going to be normal to panic, but don't panic to the point to give up, because where you're at right now is going to be is completely normal. And this is a wonderful time to celebrate right now because you're aware. And when we're aware, change can be made. And wherever you're at right now, if you're driving in the car listening to this podcast or wherever you're at, but if you're able right now, get up out of your chair right now and do a little wiggle, woohoo dance. Okay, don't do the woohoo if you're sitting on the plane and buckled it, but you know what I'm talking about. We don't know what the future holds. We only know it's starting now. Looking forward brings hope, and just be optimistic. Vision the future you want, and we're going to talk about vision a little bit as well. And Scott Fay, who has been on Grace Break Radio, in his book, I had him read the story about the tree and when's the best time to plant the seed of a tree. Well, it's right now. Right now. So we don't know what the future holds. We only know it's starting right now. In this moment, today, what are you going to do with your dash? So as we look into top four, and thinking about, and I know a lot of you, when you walk into a room and suddenly forget, why did I go into this room? We've lost focus. So from the living room to the kitchen, we've lost focus because we've got so much going on in our minds and our environment. And when this happens to me, I put my hands on my head so nothing else will ooze out of my brain. And I ask, who am I and why am I here? And for me, that regains the focus. Too often our society interrupts us into an unfocused distraction. We then start bouncing around like a pinball machine, going from one activity, job, training, self-help book, to wiring up more and more our phones, internet access. Through several decades of learning from the best, my mistakes, what has brought me back to focus and purpose was to evaluate my values. By identifying our current values and what's more important in your life, brings focus. And this is one of my favorite parts, is everyone is different. And when I go through this exercise again in a year or 2 years, my values will change a little bit. And I could tell you, when I take the top four program to college students, I show them what my top four was when I was in college compared to now. And, you know, one of those top four values was friends. It was Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. And that's what I had across, because when I was in college, that was a value. I valued spending time with my friends. Now, today, that's a little different. That is relationships, that's family, that's friends, who I spend my time with. But at the core, I still have some of the same underlying themes, because that's who I am at a core. By identifying our current values and what's more important in our life brings focus. And this is really, truly one of my most favorite parts of top four. Knowing what we value as an individual is so important. They not only remind us of whom we are, but allow us to create healthy boundaries from outside interruptions. And what I mean by, you know, and it allows us to say no, and what I mean by no is if there's outside requests and the request or interruption does not fit within my top four or the subcategory of my top four, I have the opportunity to gracefully say no. And it creates the priority, and I'm not allowing everyone to have a piece of my time, talent, and energy. And I cannot express how this allows you the time, space, and peace of mind to be authentic, joyful, and healthier at the end of the day. And many of us, you know, where I currently reside, we have more nonprofits per capita than anywhere else in the United States. People are always looking for volunteers. They're always looking for donations. They're looking for time, whatever it is. So this helps coach of where am I going to spend my time, okay? Now, for me, I'm very passionate about youth and women in business, okay? This is where my strengths are, youth and women in business. This is where I'm spending and choose to spend most of my time. So whether it's at Vacation Bible Study, spending 4 days with Hobie, with youth, whatever that is, that's where I'm spending my time. So if I have someone come and ask me if I would volunteer or can donate to an organization that does not fall within that parameter right now, it just allows me to say, that sounds like a great opportunity. It just doesn't fit in what I am doing right now. But, you know, keep me in mind for future opportunities. And so now you see how this is unfolding in the freedom of who you are and how you need and want to live your life as we go on. And when does the future start? It starts today, right? So as we go through, you know, the top four, and this really is as we strive to be better tomorrow than we are today, and as I gracefully inspire and empower you to your fullest potential, your infinite potential, your potential square is what I love to call it, we need to grow and learn every day. And that means something different to everyone. Is that reading blog posts in the morning? That's great. Is that reading some newsletters that you get? Is that reading a book every day? Where is that? And I love this quote by Alan Cohen. To grow, you must be willing to let your present and future to be totally unlike your past. Your history is not your destiny. Your history is not your destiny. So as far as right now, today, again, I'm challenging you to think about the future. And most people use a small fraction of their ability and rarely strive to reach their potential. And that's why I'm talking to you today, your potential square. 1/3 of our high school graduates will never read another book. 42% of college graduates will never read another book. So where are we? You know, average, most people are willing to settle for it. Average is the top of the bottom. And when we think about, oh, average is the top of the bottom, to me that puts a picture in my mind's eye. I definitely don't want to be average. Average is to commit the greatest crime against ourselves, humanity, and one's God. Average is not living out the giftedness and the purpose of why you're here. So think about in your mind's eye, and if you can, lay down on the floor. Just get out of your seat wherever you're at and lay down. Lay down and be still. And here's the saddest epitaph. So think of a corpse. You are now a corpse. Here lies average. Here lies the remains of what might have been, except for my belief that I was only average. Wow. And I love using this, and be free to use this when the kids come home and talk about, not, you know, average and where are they spending their dash. Because we all have the ability to reach our potential. And the greatest riches in the world is buried. The greatest riches in the world is buried. Think, where did your imagery go when you hear this? The greatest riches in the world is buried. And what are those riches? It's hopes, dreams, should-haves, and genius not applied. And all of us, if I asked you to raise your hand, all of you would raise your hand, because we all know people like this. And the greatest detriment we can do to ourselves in our own success, whether that's personal or professional, is to regret those things we did not do. We might regret things we do, but we took that risk to be more tomorrow than we are today. If we experience failure, we took the risk, and now we know how not to do it. And I always think about Thomas Edison, you know, 10,000 tries of a light bulb. And his comment was, I'm not a failure. I just knew 10,000 ways of how not to build the light bulb. So think about your top four. And on a piece of paper, you know, number 1, 2, 3, 4, top to bottom. What do you value? Where do you spend most of your time? If you're working 60, 80 hours a week, it's work. If it's with your family, it's family. Where are you spending a majority of your time? Where are you spending a majority of your monetary resources? Where are you tithing? Who are you donating to causes? Are you spending most of your resources on recreation? Where are you spending most of your monetary resources? And the third area, the start of really what I value, is the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. What does that look like? As you move forward in that thought process, think about future. What you're doing right now today, after you write those down and really think about, wow, I'm spending way too much time at work. Write the values into the future and what you want, because that will start setting the boundaries, right? And I'm not saying, you know, quit your job or tell your boss, yeah, no longer can I work that many hours. A lot of us are entrepreneurs. We own our own business. So we have to schedule time. I'm very, for me personally, very aware of when I'm traveling, when I come home, I always schedule time. And even if that means I'm missing other calls, if I have to reschedule a client, my family is my top four. Okay, career is in there, and my client's health and stability and how I'm adding value to them is also important. But I need to make sure if I'm away for a week and a half from home, the first thing I have scheduled in is family time, because that's important to me. And that sets the balance that I'm not feeling guilty when I am working 50, 60 hours a week, because I've built in that time. And my family knows I will always build in that time. Okay? So you see where I'm going with this. And this is just the start of your top four. So again, number a piece of paper or get on a Word document, number one through four, top to bottom. What do you value? What do you want to value? Look into the future. Your future starts today. Where are you going to spend the rest of your dash? Where do you want to spend the rest of your dash? And as you think about your top four, then your number one, so I'm just going to use one of mine, and it's a career that's of value to me, because that's where I'm going to offer my gifts, my strengths, my talents to the world. So career is let's just put it on four. Then left to right, I have another 1, 2, 3, 4. What are four areas in that career that are most important to me? That's coaching, one-on-one or group. Number two is speaking. And I have three different areas that are important to me, is reaching out to 1,500 people or more per quarter, 400 a month, and 100 weekly. How am I going to do that? My third area from left to right from career is training. That's masterminds, workshops, and retreats. And number four is growth. Read, think, write, ask questions. Because if I'm not growing, I'm not helping facilitate my clients to grow as well. The top four resources is on the website, gracebreakgut.com. And if you have any questions, so there's a worksheet, there's further written instruction on top four. It's a free resource. We just ask that you, your name and email address, we can verify that you're a person and not spammed through the filter. But it's a free resource for you. Pull down the worksheets. If you have questions or comments, love to for you to go on to the Facebook. here we go. On the Grace Break Facebook page and post questions and comments about top four. Where's your dash? Where are you spending your dash? When we have our solid core values, then we can start creating a vision and mission statement. And that's the triple P. And that is the threat right there for you to become the person you're meant to be. Again, this is a free resource, the worksheets, your top four values. It is on the website. And again, I would love to hear comments, feedback, because when we go through this exercise, we're now creating a sustainability of no longer being overwhelmed, unfocused, and no longer part of somebody else's plan. And I'm going to finish today's call with a quote from Benjamin Franklin. A man wrapped up in himself makes a very small bundle. So I challenge you to be more tomorrow than you are today. Give of yourself like there is no tomorrow. Look up and out, my friends. This is Tracy Worley.